this is why when we have outreaches, if any of you are new, all during the summer, even during the winter, but summer especially, we do things to reach out to the community. And I tell everyone, and we're going to have meetings this year before we start it, but I tell everyone, we're not even talking about God. We're not trying to say, oh, here, come to church. Here, this is about God. Here, read the Bible. We're not giving out tracts. We're not giving out pamphlets. All we're doing is trying to show God's love and let God work through us. Just saying, hey, we just want to give this free food to you guys. Hey, we're doing this barbecue. That, well, what do you mean it's free? What's the catch? There is no catch. Well, so, but the church is doing this? Do we have to come to church? No. We just want to show you God's love. And a lot of times it'll bring into a conversation. Well, what kind of church is it? Well, when are your services? That you don't even have to try to nag them about church. That God opens up the way. That he opens up the door that even when you had no idea what to say, he'll open it up and speak through you. That you say, I know nothing about God. I've never even opened my Bible before. First of all, begin to do it. Begin to open your Bible. But he can use you even at that point. That you could walk out of this place today, know nothing except for what you heard today, and God could use you. And that's what he wants to. And the more he uses you, the more excited you get about it, the greater it feels. This is how we become in his image. That it's about stepping out to become more like him, stepping out to become in his image. That it's our responsibility to step out in it. That I can't just sit there at home all day long and do absolutely nothing for God and expect people to go, wow, he's just like Christ. I mean, seriously, you can't just not do anything and people go, oh man, he is so Christ-like. That's what a Christian's all about. No, it's about stepping out and doing something. You can sit there your whole life. Stu could have never played football in his life, and you're not going to go, wow, Stu's the greatest football player I've ever seen. You have to step out. And like I said, it's not about being a, I've had those people come up to me, and it makes me want to push them away when they say, start talking and throwing God in your face. I love God. I'm not saying I don't, but you know what I mean. You guys have had that. You've heard that. Or the Jehovah Witnesses. Yeah, I brought them up. I'm going to leave that one alone. But you know what I mean. Like, it's like, oh no, here they come. Oh no. And then you throw a couple scriptures back at them and they begin to yell at you. I've had them yell at me and scream at me. It's about showing God's love. It's about stepping out and just showing who our God really is. About being somebody different. The definition really of casting out a net, we must believe and live by this. It said, a bell-like shape, when skillfully casted from over the shoulder by one standing on a shore in a boat, it says it spreads out into a circle as it falls upon the water, and then sinking swiftly by the weight of the leads attached to it, encloses whatever is below it. It encloses all that's around it. It captures it all. That when God's called us to be fishers of men, it's about casting it out. It's about throwing it out there and letting God's love capture everything around. Letting God's love wrap around all that's around you. And it says skillfully that maybe the first time you begin to do something, you don't see anything. And a lot of times it takes time just to build up your faith with God, build up what you know with the Lord. But when you plant that seed, don't think it goes unknown. Don't think it gets thrown out there void. That you're planting a seed into somebody's life to change them. And a lot of times you may never see the difference. But somebody else comes along and plants another one. Somebody else comes along and does something else before it eventually changes their life. The word fishers represents a person of care, patience, skill, and habits of life fitted for endurance. How many of you all got that, especially that patience part? Shelly, you don't have patience. Sorry. But, I mean, that's probably the biggest one that you go, how can I be a fisher if I don't have that? Because he says he will make you into fishers of men. The great part is God will make us this. God will change us into this. You know, I'm not a fisherman, but if I go out catching fish, I love to fish if I'm catching something. Even if I'm getting bites, I enjoy it. But I can go out there and throw that out there, and I sit there, and it's been 60 seconds already. I haven't gotten a bite. Or you're in a pond, and you throw it out there, and you sit there for so long, and your bobber's up at the shore. And you're going, okay, I'm done. I'm going home. Fish aren't biting today. But a fisherman is patient. He knows at his first cast, he may not catch something. He knows that sometimes he may go out there all day long and not catch anything at all. But about that patience, the endurance, person of care, a habit of life that you have to understand, just because you're throwing it out there doesn't always mean you're going to bring it in right then. Doesn't always mean, maybe it's being fed. Maybe I throw that out there and I reel it back in. I'm like, really? There's no bait on it anymore? And then I put it again, I throw it out there, and I reel it back in. It's gone again. Then over and over again. But sometimes it's about feeding the fish and feeding the fish. And the fish begins to grow even though it hasn't been caught yet. And then over time, somebody catches it and becomes a great fish. It's this thing that's been fed over time. And it's the trophy one. It's the great one that over time, all of a sudden, somebody else catches it and they turn their life over to God. You see how great they become. But it wasn't just that one person that did it. It was all those feedings and all those times that they cast it out there. That I may be able to speak in somebody's life. I go to Breadco a lot. That maybe I speak into people's life at Breadco all the time. And then maybe I never catch that fish. And then Dave walks up and sees them somewhere else, and all of a sudden they begin to weep and give their life to the Lord, and he said absolutely nothing except for, hi, how are you? And you go, what? I did all this work and you caught them? But it's just about casting it out there and doing what God has called you to do. Let's go to Luke 5, 1 through 11. You're getting ready to wrap this up, guys. Luke 5, 1 through 11. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing them. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for the catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let the net down. So he's saying, you know, we've been trying this all night. We've been throwing the net out all the time. We're not getting anything, God. I mean, if you want me to do this, I'll go ahead and do it. I mean, he's basically saying, are you serious? Have you not seen us trying all night? Have you not seen what we've been doing? But you know what, at your word, I'm going to go ahead and do it, God. I have faith in you. I'm going to do this. It says, and when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. It says, and when they had done this, They caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled for their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. They got so many fish. Think about that. All night long, they've been trying to catch fish. And then God comes along. Jesus steps in, and he changes the situation. That he steps in and begins to work. And they catch so much fish that the boat begins to sink. How awesome is that? It says, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. For now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. First of all, let's talk about the part in verse 8 when it says, when Simon Peter saw him, he fell down at his knees saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man." For God didn't say, "Yeah, you're sinful, get away from me." He said, "No, come and follow me and let's change your ways. Come and follow me and let's show what we can do. Let's show the world what I can do through you." That the things that he had done, it made no difference. He was saying, depart from your past. Depart from the things you've been through. Depart from all this. I just want you to follow me. I'm going to do something so great in your life that you could never imagine. Do you see? He was giving them an example. See what you can't do? You're fishing and you can't do it. You're not catching anything. But if you let me have a part of your life, if you let me step in and guide you and tell you what to do, if you let me be the leader, be your master, look what I can do. I will give you such a blessing that your boat will sink. I will give you so much that you can't pull it in all by yourself, that you're going to need others to come and help you with this, that you're going to need more, that there'll be so much fish, you're not even going to be able to believe it. That they must have looked at that and been like, wow, this dude's good at catching fish. But about Jesus grabbing just the plain Jane to build his ministry. He was building the church with fishermen. He was building the church with those out there trying to make a living. Christ met them as they were doing their daily duties. That as they were doing their job, Christ stepped in. That guys, just because you're at work doesn't mean you can't change people's lives. Just because you're working all day long doesn't mean that God won't step in and intervene. Doesn't mean God won't change the situation around you. They left everything so they may walk with Jesus and learn what to do. Learn how to preach. Learn how to build the church. That they said, you know, they didn't think twice. They didn't say, "Well, God, we just caught all those fish. We've been trying for a long time. There's no way we can just let those go. Give us some time." But it's about stepping out in faith. That God, this looks so great. This, maybe it's a job opportunity you have. And God's saying, "No, that's not it." Saying, "But God, look how great it is. Look how much money I'm going to make at this job. I believe this is a blessing from you." And all of a sudden you just don't have the peace about it. And you're going, the world looks as if it is great. But you're saying, "No, I got to do what God's called me to do." That maybe he wants you somewhere else for a season, for a purpose, whatever it may be. That trust in him and do what he's called you to do. If you want to learn what to preach, start learning about him. If you want to know what to say, get closer to him. He'll speak through you. He'll use you. Believe me, guys, if you know me, I can't get up here and do this. I can't talk. That even when I go out places sometimes, I'm just quiet. that I don't even know what to say, but God will open the way. God will guide you. God will lead you. God will speak through you. If God calls you to do something, leave your nets. Don't ask questions. Just do it. They had everything to lose, but lost nothing and gained everything. They had everything to lose. You guys get a hold of that? They had everything to lose, but lost nothing and gained everything. What if these men would have never stepped out and left their nets behind? We may not even know who they are today, but they did such an impact for God. They changed the world by stepping out and leaving what the world looked like was great and stepped into something much greater. That if you're in a time in your life and you don't know what to do, just step out towards God. Step out for him to change you, for him to guide you, for him to lead you, guys. In closing, the job of a fisherman is to save them out of the waters of the worldliness. That our job is to save them out of the waters of the worldliness. Fishermen know it's a long process and not every bait will work on every fish. So, they know that certain lures that they throw out may not work to catch certain fish. That just because you said something and it won somebody to Christ doesn't mean that same thing's going to win somebody else. But it's about God leading you, God doing it, not about us. They're very patient and care just as much about quality as quantity. So a fisherman doesn't just go out and, okay, I got one, and get all these little fish. They care about the quality of it too, guys. That they'll spend more time figuring out how to get better quality and not just quantity. That in our lives, we need to spend more time getting to know God and knowing what to say and knowing more about him, and the quality will come too. Like I said, as a church, it's not about having, it's great to have tons of people. Don't get me wrong. But if I have multitudes of people in this place and nobody's ever changed their life, what quality is that? That you could all come in and you leave this place the same way you walked in and nothing's ever changed in your life. Wow, what kind of church is that? But it's about the quality of it also. It's about putting more into it. If I came up here every Sunday and I just began to speak and I never did anything, what would it be? Every Sunday I just come up and go, okay, I'm going to wing this one. Got to go ahead and work through me. It doesn't just work. It's about stepping out and doing something. Like I said, you can't just say I'm the best football player and you lay there in your bed all day long. It's about stepping out and doing something. Not even Jesus did it alone. Think about that. Jesus could have done it alone, but he didn't. He went out and grabbed others to help him. He went out and grabbed others to help build his kingdom. That a pastor up here can't do it alone. That it's about grabbing others in and saying, work with me. Let's do this for God. Let's do this together. Let's be a team. Jesus didn't say, hey, you guys step back and let me do it. He said, come. Follow me. He even said, greater things will you do than I've done. Greater things are you going to do? He didn't say, you know what, guys? I did some great things. You're not going to be able to match up to me. I'm Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He said, no. He goes, you guys are going to do greater things than I've ever done. That he wants us to grab a hold of this. He grabbed people and had them help him. He's calling you today to do what he's called you to do. He wants you to step out and make a difference for him. He wants you to step out not only to change others' lives, but watch how it will impact your own life. Let's put it this way. One last thing. As a pastor, if I had this church and you guys all came, and I never seen a change in your life. I never saw anything happen in your life. I never You guys never had a testimony of anything changing. Wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be. Really wouldn't be what God's looking for. That would be a quantity and not a quality. But the thing that changes my life and that I get excited about being up here is seeing the change in your life. It's seeing the change in your life. If I never saw the change in anybody's life, being up here would probably be miserable. It probably would. Because what excites me is seeing how others are changed. With being a Christian, you can be a Christian and your life be changed, but until you begin to see others' lives being changed because of you, you never get to that fullness of what He has for your life. That He created us in His image, and in His image, He gets excited about seeing others come to Him. He gets excited about building His kingdom. And in the same way with us in His image, that inside of us there's something placed in us that gets excited when we see other lives changed around us because of Him working through us. Then I'm going to tell you today, begin to step out and do what God has called you to do. Amen? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day, God. God, we thank You for this time You've given us, Lord. This time here in Your house, God, to hear Your word. God, I just ask You that You've implanted something, Lord, as we're talking about seeds, God, that there is a seed implanted in each person's life today that will begin to grow, that will change them into a different person. They'll begin to bear the fruits that You want them to bear, God. They begin to show the love You want them to show, God. And they begin to step out into something new. That they realize that this whole God thing, this whole Christian thing isn't supposed to be something that's miserable. Oh, we have to go to church. Oh, I have to do this. Oh, I really am supposed to read my Bible. Oh, I really need to pray, I guess. But it's something they enjoy to do. It's something that when they begin to see the change, that they begin to see how real You are, God, that they get excited about it, Lord. That they can't wait for their next opportunity to help change a life. That You have called us, God, that not You doing it alone, but You've called us saying, hey, I want You to help me. I want to use You today. Hey, God, You're telling each and every person that You want to use them, Lord, that You have a plan for a life, a purpose for a life, that we're not here just to die, but we're here for a reason. That maybe we're in a job that we hate for a reason. Maybe we're in the school that we hate for a reason. Maybe we're in the subdivision or the house that we hate for a reason, God. Whatever it may be, Lord, use us today, God. Praise You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. You've called us to be more. You've called us to be fishers of men. With every head bowed and every eye closed, what a great joy it is. God catches more fish for His kingdom. And when He's able to take somebody's life and change it into something greater. When He's able to take somebody's life that maybe has walked into this place and came because they knew they were supposed to, or whatever reason, He says, you know what? I'm going to change you. Follow Me and I will make you fishers of men. He didn't say, you'll have to be fishers of men. He didn't say, you're going to have to figure this out. He said, I'm going to do it. Just allow Me to. You take that first step of following Me and I'll give you a life you never dreamed of. Have your head bowed and every eye closed. I want to ask you today, if you would to die today, where would you go? No looking around, between you and God. If you were here with a friend, a spouse, whoever, if there's somebody next to you, don't care, don't even remember that they're next to you right now. Between you and God, if God was in this place today and He was speaking to you and said, if you died today, where would you go? Where would you go? The most important question I believe there is. Where would you go? If that's you today and you can't tell me with 100% assurance that you'd go to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to give you that opportunity today to have that. that you say today, Pastor, you know what? I've given my life to the Lord, but man, I've sure walked away from Him. You know what? I just need to turn my life back over to Him today. I'm not where I need to be. I'm not following Him to do what He's called me to do. Or two, you say, you know what, Pastor? I don't even know where I stand anymore. I've turned my life over to Him before, but I don't know. I don't have that 100% assurance that I'd go to be with Him. Or three, you say, Pastor, I've never invited the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart to be my Lord, to be my Savior, and I'd like to do that today. I want to know that I know that I know when I die that I go home to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. If that's you today under any of those three counts, I want you to raise your hand right now. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand there. Between you and God, if you're not 100% sure where you're going, this is your time. This is your time to say, God, I need a change in my life. God, I need to be something different. God, I need you. I can't do this alone. See your hand there. Anybody else today, if that's you, I'd like you to raise your hand. I see your hand there. See your hand. Another moment. This is an important decision, guys. An important decision. This isn't a decision that you make and you say, oh, well, this is a decision that determines eternity, about following Him. He says to confess Him and believe in your heart that basically He is who He says He is, and He'll give you eternal life. About stepping out and doing something. When you believe that He truly is the Son of God, that He died for your sins and He rose again on that third day, when you truly believe that and grab a hold of it, you go, wow, what He's done for me. I want to do something back for Him. Anybody else today, if that's you, I want you to raise your hand. All right, let's pray. I want everybody in this house to pray after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe that You died on that cross and You rose again on that third day. I believe You are the Son of God. Thank You for forgiving me. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I thank You, Jesus, for what You've already done in my life. Use me, Lord, to be a fisher of men and to be what You want me to be. I thank You for that, Lord. And I praise You, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. And everyone said, amen. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed the message today from Redemption Church. For a copy of today's program or to partner with us, please visit us at www.redemptionchurchstl.com.